When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, I got an idea. Tell me if you support
Betty or
this.
Not, here I come.
You can't hide. Mm. So you know the GMA3 that they have here at ABC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good show. Middle of the day. It's like, you know, their Good Morning America, but it's like their afternoon version.
Yeah.
They do some different stuff. You know what they're missing? Missing a sports
cornhole expert.
Yes, they're missing a sports guy. You know, to like just interject some like sports stuff in the middle of the day.
Like what's happening? Because like during our show is when most of the stuff breaks.
Yeah, and you know, again, you don't have to go like really in depth and turn it into like a, you know, a guy sports talk show.
Yeah,
but I think you still have to sprinkle in. I mean, you get weather. We get lovely weather. We get like some health updates. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. We get some pop culture.
Maybe we can blend the health updates with the sports.
I think they go hand in hand, if you ask me.
That's what I'm saying. Like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Ham and burger.
Hamburger. So anyway, I think, would you be offended if I offered up my services to GMA?
No, not at all. We'll make it the power hour, and I just do the power hour solo.
I think you can handle that.
Yeah, I do the power hour.
And they
solo.
Get themselves like a little bit of sports. And I mean, like in that... You just have to be on camera and look good. You know, it's not really about what you're saying. No takes, right?
Yeah, it's just about, hey, this happened. Shohei Ohtani's gambling on baseball.
What are the big headlines?
It's gonna shake up the world.
Like when your significant other comes home and they're into sports and you're not really into sports, you can have a conversation with them because I helped you through it. I gave you just enough of the information so you can have that conversation. So you're up on that too. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's make that work. All right, 800-919-3776 is the number.
You know, before we transition away from the Giants, I'm looking
We're never transitioning away.
Well, I'm looking at
other conversations.
The Broncos have 12.
They're going to trade up.
That's what I'm saying.
Peyton has talked about trading up.
But that's what I'm saying. Minnesota moved to 11th. So the team that we should talk about is potentially Denver.
Denver wants the Chargers pick. Remember how we talked about the Jets?
Yeah, I don't
think Denver wants the Chargers pick.
I don't think they're moving up that far.
Denver wants a quarterback.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the Giants pick before.
Like Stidham is not their future.
The Giants are at what?
Giants are at 6.
Giants are at 6, and the Chargers are at 5.
The Chargers are at 5.
So we know Minnesota has 2 picks to offer this year, and then maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the Giants play Denver and Minnesota? Because Denver doesn't have 2 picks this year to offer. They got their second. They can give their first and their second up.
Right.
And then maybe next year a second that can be a first or a third that can be a second. Right? So what I'm saying is if you're the Giants, you should maybe consider using those 2 teams. The Giants are right there because they especially if it doesn't go 1, 2, 3. Especially if a team like the Patriots take Marvin Harris Jr. or somebody like that,
mm-hmm.
or Malik Nabers,
right? They go wide receiver,
or they go Joe Alt.
Well, you know, it's like Jim Harbaugh just said this with the Chargers. And they have the 5th pick. He said the talk is there's going to be 4 quarterbacks taken in the first 4 picks. That makes the number 5 pick. Basically the first pick of the draft of every other position. That makes the 5 pick so valuable.
He don't need
a quarterback.
I can't see that because at 4, I see Arizona taking Marvin Harris Jr.
How do you know Arizona doesn't trade as well?
Kyle,
maybe they trade.
Because, I mean, you want to make sure that you have your Larry Fitzgerald to go with your $185 million quarterback.
Or if you're a team like Arizona that knows that they've got to go through some kind of rebuild – you get as many picks as you can, and somebody gets desperate and wants to jump to 4.
See, but the rebuild is getting your elite
receiver. Can't you get
receiver.
A wide receiver further down? Couldn't you get him at? Let's say the Giants moved up six. You can get him at 10. You can get him at 11. Your wide receiver.
What I'm saying, and the reason why I'm saying I don't know
what happened there.
I don't know.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying no.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this is a team that had Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
This is a team that traded a first-round draft pick for Hollywood Brown.
Yep.
And still didn't give him the extension.
Right.
So they wasted that first-round draft pick that they gave to the Ravens a couple years ago.
Okay.
And now I have an opportunity to get a generational talent, a guy that is a second-generation wide receiver.
Right.
So
right. He's got the pedigree.
Right. So I can see I can't see 1, 2, 3, 4. I can see still what you're saying is San Diego could be the spot because people would say, oh, okay, Arizona got a receiver. Let's move up to 5. And then the Giants are right behind them. So it's 1, 2, 3, receiver.
So if you want a receiver, you might want to move the 5.
No, if you want a quarterback, you might want to move the 5.
Oh, I get it.
So because the race and the fight now is between Denver and Minnesota.
To see who can get the fourth quarterback
exactly.
is what you're saying.
And the fourth quarterback is J.J. McCarthy.
Who he said is going to be a steal in this draft.
Of course Harbaugh is going to say that.
All right.
When's the last time outside of Tom Brady that there ever been a good quarterback from Michigan? I'll wait.
And Tom Brady was a 6-round pick.
I'm saying.
Drew Henson.
Right. Good luck with that. He was a better Yankee than he was a Cowboy.
What's his name? He's second.
Elvis Gerbeck?
No. Second generation.
Elvis Gerbeck?
No. Second generation. Quarterback.
Greasy. Brian Greasy.
Yeah, Brian Greasy.
Yeah.
No, he's the same guy that cried for the Ravens after they won the Super Bowl. They brought him in, and he didn't even finish the year. He was on the bench crying like a baby. He's a better announcer than he ever was a football player.
Damn. Wow. You're on it today.
Dude was
you want to hear
like
from?
Baby.
Want to hear some Jet stuff here?
Sure.
As we look in, it calls at 800-919-3776. We'll get to you. Here's Robert Saleh talking about his thoughts on free agency so far.
I thought Joe's done a really nice job. You know, it's given us a lot of flexibility with regards to the draft. So still a lot of work to do, a lot of things that we need to accomplish, but good so far.
Okay. Now, remember, Saleh wasn't at the Combine, so we haven't heard from him in a
damn,
while.
Damn, they put him on punishment?
I don't know. He's not there or wasn't there. How about this, Tyron Smith? What's the deal in keeping him healthy? Remember, Tyron Smith, I don't know if you heard it, Bart. His sound, when he met the media, he talked about a plan that they have to have for him this season. Like, clearly, because it's not like, you know.
Like a Carter Warren.
Like, he's not Josh Hart. He ain't playing 48 minutes, right? Like, so there's going to be a plan to get him through the season, which suggests he ain't practicing.
Well, we saw that with Ronnie Staley.
Yeah.
Not so much that. They can give him drives off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's what they did with Ronnie Staley.
So you need a good backup.
Yeah. Well, or a young prospect in like one of, you know, taking a draft, or Carter Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Warren could be that swing guy that comes in and kind of plays 20 snaps a game.
So here's Saleh on keeping the all-pro left tackle healthy.
Yeah, we'll communicate with what they did in Dallas and obviously with our doctors and our training staff and obviously with Tyron and just make sure we come up with the best plan for him.
Now, I mean, that's the plan. So we got to see what that plan's going to be. That plan had better include better depth than in that position. We'll see what more they do. Robert Saleh on any added pressure of Woody Johnson, who said, remember, that the playoffs, they have to make the playoffs.
Pressure's already max elevated from year one to wherever. There's always pressure to win. Obviously, we're all disappointed with the way things worked out a year ago, but I don't think anyone's confidence is shook. I think we're all confident in our abilities. I think our players are confident that we'd be able to achieve the things that we need to achieve. We just got to go to work and keep our heads down and find a way to get some W's.
There's some platitudes there, obviously, but do you agree that you got to make the playoffs?
I guess. I mean, you could say that. I mean, you get so many opportunities, but, you know, like I said, the pressure to win is always there in the NFL. You're always trying to achieve what you set out to achieve, and, you know, it's been said before. I'll say it again. There's only one team happy at the end of the year, and that's the team that's hoisting the trophy.
He said, I guess, Bart, at the very beginning. Do you agree this team needs to make the playoffs? He said, I guess.
Yeah, I guess your ass would be an unemployment line if you don't make the playoffs.
I get what he's doing. He's being careful not to give you a soundbite that could be used against him. But let's be honest. if that soundbite's being used against you, you are former Jets coach Robert Saleh.
Yeah,
right?
He has one of the hottest seats in all of football.
Reports of dysfunction. Remember those stories, right, that came out inside the building. What does Saleh think of that?
When you don't achieve what you're supposed to achieve, people are going to take their shots, and that's fine. But, you know, I feel really confident. I feel like guys like Sauce Gardner have spoken about the organization and feel really good about where our organization is. And, you know, outside noise is outside noise. And it's one of those deals where you just put your head down, work, and the only way you're going to change narrative is by winning.
How about how, speaking of noise, there was a lot of hype around the team last year. Was it too much?
No, I don't have any regrets with regards to it because there's no hiding from it. You trade for a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I feel like it would have sounded silly of any of us to try to hide from it. But the reality is winning off seasons doesn't matter. We got to win football games. And no matter how much excitement there is around the organization, no matter how much excitement there is around free agency or the draft, none of it matters. Like I said, just got to keep our heads down and find ways to get better, continue to have a great offseason, and when we get to the season, we got to find a way to put W's in the win column, wins in the win column.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, when exactly will he be back on the field with the team?
Expecting him to be available for spring. You guys know OTAs has become a 7-on-7 camp, so he should be able to do all that stuff. But as we get closer, which we are here in the next couple of weeks, we'll communicate more with him.
So it's up to Aaron Rodgers when he wants to be there, right? But he should be able to participate in 7-on-7s. Because if we remember, he was actually practicing, if I'm not mistaken, back in December. So that shouldn't be an issue either. Last but not least, on a more lighter subject, Aaron Rodgers, remember, was part of potentially being a candidate for vice president on the independent ticket.
Come on, man.
Saleh reacting to that.
Outside the football world, I think it was viewed a little bit differently in the political world than it was in the, at least in our world.
And I was right. You can say that.
Fifth.
You could say I was right. That whole thing was a sham to make everybody react and scream and yell. And the whole thing was an absolute farce from the very beginning. Farce. It was just RFK Jr.'s way to get attention. Let me use some names that will create conversation and get the big machine that is ESPN to even talk about it and say my name over and over again so that people clicking will see my name, see my name and go, oh, who's that? Google.
He should have said The Rock. Because The Rock has talked about running for president.
Yeah, but The Rock probably was like, don't use my name.
Rogers.
So anyways, all that aside, that's where the Jets are right now. Oh, this is a good one. Do you want to add another quarterback?
You know, we got full confidence in Aaron and obviously Tyrod, and we're going to add another quarterback to the room, obviously. You've got to come to camp with three or four guys. So that room's not necessarily done either, but at the same time, I'm not overly concerned.
So the natural follow-up is, well, what about Zach Wilson?
That's funny you ask, because Joe Douglas was asked about the latest on Zach Wilson.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good discussions with his agent, and there's been some discussions with teams regarding the trade, but I've got no news or report. There's nothing close to being done on that front.
Did you see what Mac Jones went for? What the hell? You like? We got to pay them to take him.
And that doesn't make sense, does it? What can you do? Like, Zach Wilson costs you on your cap, right? So it's not like you can go, well, throw him on the practice squad and like develop. Like you have to cut him.
He's not going to stay here.
No,
you got to eat that money.
But in the end, you have to cut him.
Yeah.
If you can't get, like, if I have to give up a higher pick to pair with him just to get him out of here, yeah. I'm not doing that.
I would, because I want to save the money. Because if you trade him, the dead money go with him.
Ta-ha. I understand it.
Because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So.
But there's probably places that he's like, don't send me there.
Well, I don't care about that. Then don't sign there. We'll send you there, and then don't sign there, and then you're a free agent because we didn't pick up your option. So after this year, you can go wherever the hell you want, which probably is going to be the Alawesha, New Mexico Bound Dogs.
I thought you were going to say, what is the team from the CFL, the Alouettes?
The Alouettes.
I believe that's Montreal. Montreal
Alouettes. Alouettes.
No. Let's see what this other league do. You know what I'm saying? The merger.
The
XFL
UFL
versus what was it? What
the
was
UFL.
The, yeah, but what was the separate leagues by themselves?
Wasn't it the USFL? They recreated
they
that.
S, they dropped the S.
Yeah, and then they just went UFL because they united the two leagues. Spring football is here. More from Douglas, by the way, the general manager. Clowney, remember, he came in for a visit. Well, Mike Williams came in and he got breakfast and it was a big story and he never left the building. He signed right away. It was a great thing. Then Jadeveon Clowney was coming in the next day and it was crickets. We heard nothing. No leaks, nothing.
He got a breakfast hot pocket.
I don't know. I don't think he got anything. So, of course, Joe Douglas was asked, then, well, how did that Clowney visit go, and what's the latest on
they
that?
Gave some donut holes.
The Davian visit was outstanding.
Spent
about an hour just talking with him in my office and getting to know him as a person, and it was a very productive visit, and just him being around the building, getting a chance to get to know him, having brought in a few teammates that he played with last year that all think the world of him, so it was good to have him in. There's no news or report on that. We've got a plan coming back, and if the opportunity presents itself, you know, we're going to be ready, you know, not just on Jadavian, but if any player that we feel can come in and help us, we're gonna be ready to add to it.
Kind of tells me he's not coming.
Yeah, what
it's like,
saying
it's
is,
like we're ready for it if it happens.
No.
Doesn't sound like you're a priority.
Jadavian is one of these guys that you add after the draft. Once you realize what you're able to get, you see what other teams are able to get, because it could be some other post June 1st cuts.
So you don't expect him.
No,
sign with anybody.
No, remember how late he signed with the Ravens.
Okay. So this was a get-to-know.
He can even wait. What if a Chuck Clark thing happens?
Yeah.
First day of OTAs or training, you know, somebody got a good pass rusher.
Yep.
Tears it.
Yep.
You know, you also got Van Noy out there, too. You also got Justin Houston out there, too.
Wow.
Who's like 87 years old, but still
he's
can
been around
rush
forever.
The passer. Yeah.
Okay. So again, the Clowney visit was a lot quieter, but – you know, the Jets are just sitting there waiting on it. 800-919-3776. Chris is in Monmouth. What's up, Chris?
Alan, Bart, good afternoon.
How are you
guys?
Good.
Doing good, man. We've talked before. Listen, I want to make a Knicks point after this, but on the Jets and on Salah, I got to be honest, there's nothing inspiring about him at all. There's nothing authentic that he presents. It's all direct script. There's not even like a minute to like think about the question. Like, you guys sometimes, like, you'll think about the question, then you'll say the answer. Everything is, there's nothing inspiring about this guy. There's no, like, there's no dialogue. It's straight.
We did see in Hard Knocks, he's really good in front of the group, though, like with the team.
What's inspiring about Bill Belichick and his exchange with the media? What's inspiring with J-Ball? And his exchange. Listen, they do that on purpose. They don't want to give
anything. I know. But Bart, I want to listen to you. I want to listen to your thought. I love when you go off and you do some things with the funny. Who was the guy? The Mick. That was great.
The McBride.
But listen, that's
my favorite.
That was great.
But that's we don't have that on the page.
But that's what his teams get.
Wait, we do.
They can't give that to you because.
But here's the thing, Bart.
Because they hold that against you.
I'm not even. Well, I'm a Jets fan, right? I live in Jersey. I live in Monmouth County, so I'm right between everything, right? I've been here my whole life, basically. The thing is this, is like you need some balance, right? You need a little bit of that like hard edge, and you need a little bit of balance, man. Even Thibodeau, he's giving you those straight answers, but then he gives you like a little joke aside or something.
Yeah, I've been trying to, that's because they winning.
Figured it out.
That's because they winning now.
No, even before.
How many jokes did he give the year they ain't make the playoffs? You weren't getting many jokes out of that. Listen,
what I'm saying is,
Dan Campbell could be serious. I know Dan Campbell.
And then
Campbell's
you can make
there.
The jokes.
I mean, Dan Campbell is that. You get
great.
That from Dan Campbell. But then he's going to die on that sword. Because remember, Rex was like that. And then they started to use that against him when the wins didn't happen. So, you know.
Campbell's a little more serious. There's no doubt.
Listen. When you look at Salah, he gave you the receipts. And they backed it up for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gave you those type of things. But, man, when you're losing, you better just answer it straight.
I respect your opinion, but I don't go with Loewe. Alan, question for you.
Yep.
Bogdanovich,
yep.
Why is he dribbling the ball and driving to the hoop? Why is he and the passes are atrocious? Just sit back there, catch the ball to hit the three if you're going to make it. Alan, I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, my God, it's frustrating. I can live with Burks. We know who Burks is. He was like that when he played with us years ago. But stop dribbling the ball.
He's, first of all, opposing teams know what he is, and they run him off the line. So he's got to put the ball on the floor because they know he's a catch-and-shoot guy, so you don't want to give him space.
And he's passing midair.
His passing is bad. Yeah, his passing is bad. Like his turnovers have been bad. His defense has been bad. Teams are picking on him there as well. You got to remember, he wasn't supposed to play a lot. He was supposed to be a guy that right now helped them with offense off the bench, because they had those injuries. And then in the playoffs, he wasn't going to have a huge role. He was going to be, you know, you could bring him in as a scorer. The problem is, you know what's happened, Chris? He's become what Evan Fournier was. And that's kind of like, wait a minute, you traded Evan
Fournier. You're dead on Allen. Allen, you're like, dead on with that.
And nobody expected that. He's a guy that throughout his whole career could create for himself. He could create shots. He wasn't just a catch-and-shoot three-point guy. He was a really good scorer. He could mid-post and score against you. But he has been really bad. He's been bad for the Knicks.
Can I correlate what you just said back to Salah? McBride, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, McBride. I watch you interview him. He's a great interview. Like, that guy, he's developing himself. Thibodeau said it the other day. You know what kind of character he is when he's not playing. He didn't play all that time. He's a great interview. He speaks clear. He gives you good answers. He says all grace to God. Like, he's giving you – like, he could laugh with you. Like, that Salah doesn't do any of that.
So if Salah says Jesus wept, he's good with you.
Yeah, Bart, that's it.
I don't know if that's going to get it done. But – I understand what you're saying, Chris, and I appreciate the call. I think when you're Salah, he's on the hot seat right now and he knows it. He is not trying to provide any sound bites for you to use against him. It's the off season. This is no time for proclamations and all the things that you want to say that'll get the fan base fired up. They tried that last year. They had the fan base fired up. August was the best honeymoon a Jets fan has had in a long, long time. It was awesome. The problem is the guy got hurt four plays in. Robert Saleh is finally realizing all the things that when he first got here and he would push back on, the idea of the Jets and how it could just wear you out. I think you can hear it in his voice now. He now fully understands what it is with this franchise, why the fan base is the way it is. And that's the problem. And then once again, I also think he's made some really bad mistakes because he came in thinking, because these guys that come into New York, Bart, with their, like Rex was different because his dad had been here. He kind of had an idea of what New York was about. Salah came in and he's a very confident guy. He's got a great personality. Like there's a lot about him to like. When you meet him in person, he's got a great personality. But I'm telling you, guys like him can come in here and say, that's not happening to me. I'm not going to, like, all you need to stay is positive and have positive words and believe in yourself and, you know, just fight through the adversity. Like, all the things, all those things that you see, those wonderful memes that you see pop up on Instagram with all this, you know, affirmations and ways to get through a bad day. Like, he gives you all that until he goes through the gut punch after gut punch of being with the Jets and losing in New York and hearing what people say about you, and it wears you down. And guys like David Fizdale was like this. Fiz came in, same thing. Man, this stuff, I'm Teflon. This stuff just rolls off me. I don't feel this. I got rings. I've had success my whole life. I've fought and overcome odds. Like I remember Fiz doing this. And when Fiz left, he was like, y'all are crazy. He's like, no, there's a reason why you guys don't win here, and it ain't the team. It's the rest of y'all. Like he knew, like, he just, this is too much. Like, you have to understand it before you go through it. Because if you come in here with all this bravado and think, this won't affect me, oh, like, we all see it. The minute you go to the podium, a bunch of us scribes will just sit and look at each other going, how long you give him? Give him two? You give him 2 years at least before he starts cracking? Because he going to crack. Like, you could just see it. We all know it. Because we've been through it and we've seen it all. That's the problem with Salah.
Happens to the best of them, man.
The guy has just been through him. He hasn't had any success. At least Dable had a taste. Dable's had a taste.
Yeah. Rex had a taste early. Man,
Rex had it right away. He was lucky. He got it right away. Those guys that come in and have to build through it,
Everything outside of Coughlin. Even the guy with the big-ass suit? Yo, he had
McAdoo-Doo?
Yeah. He had a year.
Yeah, he actually wasn't terrible.
Year of grace when they spent the most in free agency.
Yeah, and then they lost to the Packers, right?
Because
the guys went on the boat, the banana boat?
The love boat.
Love boat. Anyways, that's why with Salah. Like, again, you know, they have you play golf with this guy who's, you know, a me first fan, and they tell you to make friends with him, and that's it. That puts you in a bad place. Like, they just do this, some dumb things that you do that you think, watch what I do. Watch me. I can take on New York. And you're like, nah, man, you can't. You don't do it that way. Head down, humble, work your ass off. Have success. Be grateful, work your ass off. Like, that's the only way to get through this. And he's learning it now. So now he's giving you the head down, humble, work your ass off. Now he's doing it, but it might be too late. All right, 800-919-3776. Audio file's coming up. We have your calls at 800-919-3776 to get to, so stay with us. Say goodbye to busted brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. You know, Houston almost got knocked out, but I like them to get to the Final Four. Yeah, one seed. I understand. I know you're not making a lot off one seeds, but I'm telling you, you get this far in the tournament, that's where your best bets are going to be, the favorites. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick on who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, it's clear the expectation for next year for the Jets would be Super Bowl or bust. A healthy Aaron Rodgers. Now, Rodgers already has one Super Bowl title, but what would a second championship mean for his legacy? That's what they kicked around earlier this morning on DNR when Dan filled in for Dave.
I never changed my outlook on Peyton Manning because he won that second Super Bowl. But Aaron, because we still think at this stage of his career, he's maybe more at the top of his game or closer to the top of his game than Peyton was on his way out the door. You would think that he's got more to do with it if the Jets, let's say, are going to compete for a championship. I think it would change Aaron's legacy.
And on top of that, I think Aaron also gets the benefit of everyone getting a chance to see what it actually looked like when he didn't play, like how bad it actually was. For him, that would, I think that would all of a sudden now vault him up that list.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Disco and burn out, burn, baby.
Burn it all down. We'll get into the Knicks stuff in a 2 o'clock hour. Some injury news to get to for tonight's game against the Pistons.
Why does Gerard Mayo look like he's 75 years old? This dude's younger than me.
Where's Gerard Mayo?
Oh,
there he is.
He looks older than me. He looks heavy. He looks like somebody pop.
He looks heavy. Yeah, he does. He does look like
what are you eating, clam chowder? He looks.
He's definitely got weight in his face,
yes.
And that makes him look older. And he definitely has an uncle kind of look.
Yeah,
where he's at, you know, like he's just chilling, talking about life. Yeah, he does.
Listen, easy.
He doesn't have an easy job. That's big shoes to fill.
I got it, man. But you don't want to start with type 2 diabetes before your first day.
We got calls to get to. We will get to them. 800-919-3776. But right now, Bart, we got so much to get to on the show. It's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
Now, we don't have audio for this, but just in case you're just joining us, DJ LeMahieu will start the season on the IL for the Yankees.
Meh.
That's maddening reality. Not shocking. Not shocking. But as I said, before the season even begins, we ended the last one saying this has got to stop. There needs to be change. This team gets hurt too much, and they've got to fix these problems. And then we begin the season with this news, with Gerrit Cole's injury, with Judge being limited, with Rizzo having some lat issue. This is what we've been dealing with. And then, Carlos Rodon has not had a confidence-building spring, at least statistically. But we have more to get to, including the Mets side of things, with David Stearns giving us an update on their injured pitcher, Kodai Senga.
He remains on path to initiate his throwing program this week. I don't have a specific day when that's going to occur, but I would expect him to initiate the throwing program this week.
And there you go. So he'll start throwing, which is good news for them. The ghost pitch. How about this, though? Adding J.D. Martinez was an interesting move for them. Now, he's available. He was inexpensive. It's a one-year deal. He can help their lineup, and he certainly can help Pete Alonso. But is Stearns expecting any more additions for this team, since there are some still interesting names out there to be gotten?
We're always talking to a variety of agents and different teams to see if there are ways to improve. But I think we're in a pretty good spot right now.
It looks like so. This is your team, as Coach Norman Dale once famously said in Hickory, Indiana. You get that reference?
Reggie Jackson ain't coming out that door.
It's the Mets. Oh. So instead of Reggie Jackson
Daryl Strawberry's not coming through that door. That could be for the Yankees too, though.
Yes, it could. You can't come up with a better name?
Well, I'm just saying for our bracket.
Ed Cranepool ain't coming through that door.
Dom Smith isn't coming through that door.
It's always Dom Smith. Always.
Okay. Pedro Martinez isn't coming out of that.
Good enough. I feel like this next, well, first and foremost, before we move on to the football stuff, the Ohtani story in baseball is huge. Now, he is expected to speak to the media today after our show. Now, he hasn't spoken yet. You remember when they were in Korea and all the news broke about his interpreter getting fired, and they're alleging that he stole money out of his account to cover his gambling debts. Well, you know, he's got to speak. So he'll speak today. It's supposed to be like our time, like after 4. So the K Show, of course, after us is where you want to keep it to get the latest on that. But for Dave Roberts, has this been a distraction for the Dodgers?
Once you get here, people just get back to work and do their things. I think athletes, by and large, have a very good ability to compartmentalize. That's just kind of how we're wired. I wouldn't see anything different from the way our guys are preparing.
Bart, explain that from an athlete standpoint. When there's like a controversy happening with a player, like I don't know if you were around for things that were like that. Does that ever
Lewis getting...
Yes.
Federal charges for drug trafficking when he was at a member of Tennessee and, facing, fed time.
Well, when you're in your locker room, though.
Yeah, that wasn't my locker room.
Okay. Does that mess up a locker room? Or do you guys just go, that's his problem, but I got something to do here?
That's his business.
Yeah.
We's going to
win. So the Dodgers aren't going to, go through a slump because we don't know what's going on with Ohtani.
It ain't like he was pitching and hitting. You know what I mean? We can replace his bat. Mm-hmm. We good.
Yeah.
We was right where we needed to be last year. It's going to be what it's going to be. Hey, maybe if they if he voiced that $700 million, maybe they can give me some.
That's right. If they don't have to pay him,
right,
break some off of me.
Because could you imagine if they get off the hook for that $700 million and you be like, hey, man.
You don't, but you don't want that.
You can't give me 10? Like, bro, you just got $700 million back, man. Give me 10. My back hurt.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. So LSU's women's coach, Kim Mulkey, she's been a firebrand for a long time.
I wonder who tipped her off.
Great success.
Was it a player that they tried to talk to that tipped her off? How did she find out it was a code red being ordered?
Well, they reach out to you because they want you to comment. They want to get your comment on.
You sure that's how it went down?
Well, how else would it go down?
They could have been talking to one of her players, and then one of the players like, yo, man. They put me in, got try to get me to flip on you, B. I told him I wasn't falling for no damn banana and tailpipe,
well, that stuff,
man.
Yeah, that stuff happens. But in the end, I'm working on a story. I've got all this stuff going on. She's probably hearing from other people, hey, this paper has reached out to me asking me for some dirt on you, and I wasn't going to do it. Oh, they are? Okay.
Hey, Alan, we want you to flip on Bart.
Yeah. No, that's how it would go down.
If you don't come out.
Excuse me?
If you don't flip on Bart. We're going to post all your Google searches. It was him.
It was all Bart. He actually borrowed my laptop for a month.
First 48. Case solved in the first 30 minutes.
Well, so anyways, there's clearly a in-depth report coming out by the Washington Post about her, and there has to be some people from her past that had beef, and she has found out that they have talked to those people.
Baylor.
So she goes to the podium and decides to air it out with the Washington Post before the story even comes out.
Former players have told me that the Washington Post has contacted them and offered to let them be anonymous in a story if they'll say negative things about me. The Washington Post has called former disgruntled players to get negative quotes to include in their story. They're ignoring the 40 plus years of positive stories that they have heard from people about me. But you see, reporters who give a megaphone to a one-sided embellished version of things aren't trying to tell the truth. They're trying to sell newspapers and feed the click machine. This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore.
Ah.
It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up, and I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country, and I will sue the Washington Post if they publish a false story about me. Not many people are in a position to hold these kind of journalists accountable, but I am, and I'll do it.
Sure, just like Trump is. Stop. Like, you're not gonna win that fight. You think you got more money than Bezos' lawyers? Quit playing. Like, what are we talking about? It happens to everybody. Listen, I don't like the rhetoric about her talking about journalists because it's been an attack on journalists. And, you know, if it's a bad story, if it's accurate, it's accurate. Whether it's a disgruntled employee or not, right? You know, it's your job to respond to it. It's not their job not to report stories if somebody's coming with their truth. So you talking about defamation, you got to have defamation to the source that gave them the information, not to the outlet. So I don't know. Like, it's clearly something. It's clearly something. Now, whether it's something that the public care about, you know, it's always going to be somebody that can say something negative about you. You know, if everybody likes you, then you're not trying hard enough. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to ruffle some feathers. But
she also just did was make it a bigger story.
Yeah.
Like, she's now
best lawyers. So you hire lawyers. Like, you know,
by the way, if you're the Washington Post, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because now everybody wants to see that report.
So everybody now needs to know what this is. Oh, man, this is going to be good. Like, she's that mad?
She's spending that type of money?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. I can't wait for this
story.
You think
the Washington Post care about
like,
you?
Like, honestly.
Like, you the first person that told the Washington Post. You think Trump ain't come at the Washington Post? You think, yo, political people ain't already came?
But they
prepare for
just
that.
Think about it. You can't get better publicity than this.
Yeah.
Like, now everybody wants to see this story. They can't wait. If you're the Washington Post, put that behind a firewall.
Yeah.
Put it behind a firewall.
And now we have to report on it because now when it comes out, now we got to talk about it.
Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you talk about it? Say nothing.
Hey, by the way, on a whole nother note, talk about starting beef.
Going hard, right?
You see what Kendrick Lamar could be going at Drake and I forgot who else he's going at, man. He came out with some hot bars. Like we could have real beef.
By the way, the genre is going through something right now.
Yeah, Kendrick
Lamar. It's going through some stuff.
He came at Drake and somebody else, man.
But you understand, like the genre is going.
No, not Meek Mill. It's somebody else. It's in the song. Are you
with me though? The genre is going through something. Like, yep. All the stuff about P Diddy. Like this is.
But J Cole. I'm talking about J Cole. He came at two of the best lyricists.
But J Cole, yeah.
He said, "Ain't no big three. It's a big me, baby."
Well, I like that line. That's a good line.
Yo, but Kendrick don't usually come out like that. It's him and Future on one side. It's like the Avengers versus the Ender's Game.
We're running out of time.
Okay.
Let's get this. Way off track. This, to me,
big
is going to be a talk.
Big me,
this is going to be a talking point for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's just starting, and it's something that we've been thinking about and wondering about. And Deion Sanders has said, wonder no more, because this can happen and will happen. Deion Sanders, the $1 million worth of game podcast.
So that's about Gilly and
his son being drafted.
Who Gilly and who?
And what control they'll have on the draft now.
Where do you predict Shedeur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's pretty beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. The latter one would not go behind four. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't gonna happen.
It's gonna okay, you want point?
It's gonna be. I'm sorry. It's gonna be an Eli.
It's gonna be an Eli. And what did Eli do? I'm just gonna stay in school.
Yeah, but does Shedeur have that much? Does the Sanders brand have that much cachet? Because it's only been one Sanders in the NFL. It was three Eli. It was three Mannings.
It was two.
It was two at that time.
But my point isn't that. My point is this. With NIL, a college athlete.
Yeah.
At that level that Shedeur is, that Travis Hunter is.
Yeah, you saw Reese.
Yes.
From LSU, too. She's making bad
bread. But I'm saying, those guys, and that's why I'm surprised. Like, if Caleb Williams didn't want to go to Chicago,
yeah,
he could completely control it by going, I'm just going to stay in school.
Yeah, but then
because I'm making money in school now. It used to be I need the money. I want the money. Like people would say, they're never going to turn down that much money.
But be careful.
But now it's like I can make that if I stay in college.
But be careful what you wish for.
Why is that?
Because who's to say that those same two teams ain't right back there the next year? Then what you going to do? They'll call you bluff.
They probably will. But I'll say this, and then we got to get the calls. 800-919-3776.
First pick 2 years in a row. That would be Chicago. That,
well, yeah. Yeah, well, they didn't. They got it because of Carolina. Anyway, I think, and I've said this, the one sport that allows you, baseball does it too. You can draft a player, although you can't go to college if you're drafted in baseball and you go to college. And then, like, you choose which way you want to go. And in hockey, if you're drafted, I keep your rights, you go ahead and play in college. There's Boston College just won the Hockey East Championship. They've got like 7 first-round picks on this team. All of them are already drafted by their teams, and their teams are quite happy sending them to college, let them play in college till we're ready to take you. In the NBA, they don't let you do that. In the NFL, the same thing. Like, why not? Why can't I draft your rights, and if you want to stay in school, fine, stay in school. Like, it doesn't mean that you can't stay in school.
If he do that, he'll be the last person that's able to do that, because I think in the next CBA, they'll put that in.
NIL, to me, has changed all that. And then you can maybe control where you go. Anyways, all right, we'll get to your calls. There are some other NFL headlines to get to about some rules changes. I need Bart's reaction to one of them for sure. 2 o'clock hour, get back into Giants, Yankees, and their bad news about DJ LeMahieu. And the Knicks play tonight to see if they can get yet another win against Bart's Detroit Pistons. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is it, right?
Yeah, we got beef in these streets, man. Now he's going at Kendrick is going at Drake.
How do you know? What he just said there?
Twitter, yeah.
What he just said there? Was that a shot of Drake?
He also said, because I think, remember, people were talking about Drake outdoing Michael Jackson as far as like number sales or something crazy like that.
Yeah, which is not true.
And he was like, remember, Prince outlived Drake. I mean, outlived Michael.
Damn.
Oh. You see, Tom too scared. He didn't want to hear them peoples. He couldn't play too much of it. He could play 20 seconds of it, right?
That's freaked out.
It's real. Hey, yo, this black Twitter, black Instagram went off. Like, oh. And now you see, like, when you know something that's so like viral, like people, everybody that posts something, whether they're working out or something, they putting Kendrick verse. So this is actually our future in Metro Boomin, who's a big-time producer for people out there that don't know, album. And this is the feature that they got. Right. You know, he sent them 16 bars. Drake got to respond, man. Like, but this is the best type of stuff. Like what's it? No Vaseline with
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube
going at N.W.A.
You had LL going at, who was he going at? That's what he made Mama's going to
Mama said knock you out.
I forgot who he was going against. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You had Kumo D. Who did Kumo D go against? I forgot who Kumo D was, but like some of the greatest rack beefs, and you know what I'm saying? But now these are two titans, because Kendrick is one of these guys that kind of gets this mythical type of status.
Mm-hmm.
Where like he comes out and he don't really make an album a lot. Like I feel like he's been putting with Andre 3000. He's been put out there with some of the best lyricists. And he don't really come out and do much. But this him going at Drake, him going at J. Cole, who's a great lyricist, we could get some good music, you know what I'm saying, about some straight bars back and forth. This might be better than the NCAA tournament, dog. I'm telling you. Because last time, remember it was Meek Mill versus Drake was a no contest. That was like, you know what I mean, that was like a mandatory fight between like a champion and a mandatory. These two champions, this is like Pacquiao and Mayweather going together and fighting each other when they were supposed to fight. It's 5 years earlier than when they actually fought. It's real in these streets, man.
Take it all in, everybody. A couple of NFL headlines to get to with you quickly here. Reactions. We can go deeper into it in the Power Hour. Number one is something that I know that you'll have something to say. First and foremost, let's see. This is something that I knew was something you were going to have a say about. So at the NFL meetings this year, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. NFL owners have approved a rule proposal to ban the swivel hip drop tackle.
Yeah, it's wacky D.
It's a 15-yard penalty if flagged in games.
It should be fine.
But they said that it'll be enforced similarly to the use of the helmet, which could also be warning letters, fines in a week after the game rather than just flags during the play.
Lost too many guys because of that. Some cowardice stuff happened to Mark Andrews. You know, it happened to a lot of guys. Remember, they had to take out the horse collar because whenever you drop your weight and you force somebody running to – hold your weight and their weight unexpectedly, especially if you're from behind and they don't see you, it's weak because you ain't no tackle hip drop when you're tackling somebody in front. It's only when you're tackling somebody from behind, and either they're going to drop their knee into the ground and their kneecap's going to get messed up, the same injury that Lamar Jackson had, or they're going to break your fibula or tibia.
Landing on the back of your leg.
Yeah, because they're laying on the back of your leg with all their body weight. And it's a cowardice way to do it because if you just keep running your feet, you can eventually get them to the ground.
Isn't that Dak Prescott when the ankle?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen to Dak Prescott? Yeah. Same thing with Dak Prescott. The ankle got rolled underneath and the weight just went down on it.
And Patrick Mahomes as well.
Mahomes. J.J. Watt went to Twitter.
Nobody want to hear what he's saying.
No. He said, just fast forward to the belts with flags on them about this rule. Now, you're a defense player. You're a guy that tackled people.
Yeah.
And you believe this is the right move.
Yeah, because I tackle people like a man. I ain't drop to my knees and hold on for life and drop down like a little sucker. I picked them up and slammed on their damn neck. That's how you're supposed to tackle. Not knowing it's, let me drop my weight. Horsey back ride. Because nothing good happens when you tackle somebody and that you got, you know, you got, it's one of the most dangerous tackles because it's always, it happens, you know, it's no different from you holding him from the horse collar and dropping from the horse collar. You just dropping from your hands around the waist. It's the same thing. You know what I mean? You got a 250-pound man dropping somebody down. Tackle like a man, son. Like, you don't want them, you don't want them, you know, if that's the case, then bring back the, they can cut you. Why do we put in as a defense that when you're being blocked by somebody, the other person from the other side can't kick your legs out because you don't see them? And you talking about dropping your weight when you tackle somebody from behind, unexpectedly putting weight on them, then that's wacky D too.
What do we don't want? We don't want injuries. The game already has enough of them just playing the game. What you're trying to do is just limit those injuries because the great players, you want to stay in the game. That's all this is about. I'm with you, Bart. I do feel like that's one of those things that you see it when it happens, just like the horse collar. Like when you see it happen, you're like, okay, I get it. You found a loophole. You found an easy way to take a player down. But that looks pretty dangerous to me, and they've got to do something about it. So they did. All right, 800-919-3776. Power Hour is coming up next. More to get to with you. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The NFL draft is around the corner, so it's draft season, but it's also lying season. You really don't know what to believe. Earlier this morning on DNR, Dan was in for Dave, and he and Rick wondered if the reports about the Giants wanting a QB are real.
Since Joe Shane has taken over this job, and it feels like, you know, the New York Giants are being run professionally. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe Shane feels like he knows what he's doing. Like, go back to when they drafted Kayvon Thibodeau. As far as we heard, they didn't even like Kayvon Thibodeau. And it was like, well, because that's what they wanted you to think, that they didn't like Kayvon Thibodeau, and they end up drafting him with a fifth overall pick. If they really wanted to draft a quarterback, would they let it? They let it be this known that they were interested in a quarterback?
Right. Why would you let it get out if it's that obvious? You're only sabotaging yourself, potentially.
Right. Unless you're doing this on purpose, so you want everyone to believe that you want a quarterback, and now you get Malik Nabers.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.